Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
J-Hope is officially back.
Woo-hoo!
He's just been discharged from the military, and we are so excited. So we thought that in celebration with you, Iconic Armies, we should do his classic tagline together. So get ready to scream it from the rooftops, okay? I'm your hope.
You're my hope.
I'm J-Hope.
Amazing.
I'm so glad he's back.
I'm so glad he's back too. That's two members that have fully returned.
And the rest will be back very soon.
I know. And he's already back in the studio.
Look at him.
He's at Hybe.
Can't wait. We're going to talk about it all.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music.
Get inside access with interviews featuring this year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part? You can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months.
For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand, and ad-free, plus top ad-free podcasts, including the Consequence Annual Report podcast.
Even better, every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month.
Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS. Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour and we're going to talk about J-Hope's military discharge, what he's been up to. And then we're also going to discuss the little bit of what we've gotten for Jin's new album,
yes.
Happy.
Oh, my God.
We had predicted that he was going to have his own album. I mean, every member did. It would feel unfair if he didn't have his own. So
Right. We'll
get into that today, too.
Yeah. Before we get too into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode documents, our monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Yes, thank you for being here, for all of your support, and for listening.
Okay, so J-Hope was officially discharged on October 17th after serving his 18 months. Oh my gosh. We are just so excited that he's out. Like, I remember when he went in, like, it was tough for every single member to, you know, enter into the military. Mm-hmm. But there was just something about Hobie going into the military that I think hit us both particularly hard.
Yeah.
Like, he's just such a ray of sunshine. And he's just, like, so incredible in all of the music that he makes and just, like, the vibe that he brings.
For me, it was all the music, man.
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box was crazy. Hobie Palooza was crazy.
Incredible.
And he just... he's such a phenomenal, like you were saying, happy member. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just so joyful. And I don't know, something about seeing our little ray of sunshine go into the military.
Felt like it was
going
to leave a big hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, in April 2023, when he entered, it seemed like it would just be the longest time waiting mm-hmm. for his return. But, you know, BTS did what they did. They kept us very occupied during all of this time yeah. that the members have been in. And it's like, before we knew it, he's back.
He's back. Yeah. And it's just crazy because now all of the, like, watching them all go into the military and now seeing them trickle back in, mm-hmm. it's going to happen so quickly. Like, I felt like they all went so quickly mm-hmm. and they're coming back just as, you know, fast. So,
I know.
Yeah.
Before we know it, we'll have them all back together. Yeah. Yeah.
Really, cannot believe that it's been over 2 years since Hobiepalooza, and we truly don't know how we survived without Hobie Sunshine for so long, but he's back and I cannot wait to see what he's going to end up doing.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait either. Like, I feel like he's going to come out with a second album too. Like,
oh yeah.
I mean, he has to.
I mean, he already has such big plans for Hope on the Street. Mm-hmm. So
where's Hope on the Street Volume 2?
Yes, know? Volume like, 2. We know it's going to come out. Yeah. I mean, he really talked about that.
Yeah.
But if not, I just feel like he has to be eager for wanting to do something else.
Oh, yeah. You know he is. He's such a hard worker. So, mm-hmm. You know, he is definitely planning something. We'll have to wait and see and be patient. What was really cool when he was discharged is that we got to see his reunion with Jin. Mm-hmm. I just love these, you know, the moments between these two so much. Of course, many ARMY expected that all of BTS would be able to attend J-Hope's discharge. And we thought this because all of them attended Jin's discharge. So we thought, okay, maybe we get to like see them all kind
I
of
thought
like
they were all gonna get together.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is I really only stan BTS. Like there's a lot of other armies out there who stan other groups mm-hmm. and have experienced the reunions when all of the members discharge and stuff. And so I just felt like all of them were there for Jin, so except for Yoongi, but he was after.
Right.
But I kind of expected that for Hobie, so I was a little like, "Oh, it's just Jin," but it's super cute,
right? And they just must not have been able to get leave for it. But
I would imagine that's probably difficult.
We thought that they did because Namjoon on his Instagram story like teased him playing the saxophone at J-Hope's, you know, discharge, just like he did at Jin's, because he posted that like cool Squirtle playing the saxophone meme,
yeah.
you know? And so we're, and then he posted like a boy playing a saxophone, like an anime boy playing a saxophone. And we're like, oh my God, like he's gonna be there. Maybe that was just his way of like showing and saying like he's there in spirit or
right.
like he's supporting from afar, even though he can't be out and do it.
I think that could be it. And a lot of the members did like reach out or like, you know, mm-hmm. put something on Instagram welcoming Hobie's return.
Yeah.
However, we do know that our worldwide handsome Kim Seokjin was the only member to attend, and he's already been discharged, so of course he was there. And assuming that like all the other members just had something else going on, like it was just really amazing to see worldwide handsome Kim Seokjin there. Like I really thought about our two sock episode.
Yes.
I was like thinking about their friendship over mm-hmm. the years and just our whole ship series on the relationship of these two members, and seeing them together was just absolutely perfect. I just think about how like they're both like little scaredy cats and stuff. I don't know, like,
but they both have like good humor together and they just have a fun time together.
Yeah,
I was loving the Tusok vibes.
Yeah. Something that Jin did is he brought this massive, huge bouquet of blue and purple flowers. And I mean, this thing was massive. Like, I mean, it was like as tall as an actual person. It extended almost to his knees as he was carrying it. And ARMYs joked that it was one flower for every day J-Hope was gone. It was just really sweet that Jin showed up with this big, massive bouquet.
Yeah, like, it's J-Hope got a regular size bouquet, but then like Jin from the car pulls out this almost like cartoonishly large bouquet and turns around, and just the expression on Hobie's face, like of just like surprise and amazement, but also like he just loved and appreciated that so much. Mm-hmm. You know, he looks absolutely beaming in this photo of him like walking, carrying both bouquets.
Yeah,
so cute.
Can we talk about Mr. Worldwide Handsome for a second though? I know we're talking about Tusok in this episode,
yeah,
so it's just so perfect.
Yeah.
But Jin's, like, this might be one of his best looks.
Oh my God.
Ever.
Yes. He looks so fucking good in this, like, full maroon fit. And also, I have to say, Jin and I have the same hair color right now. Like, hello, like, cherry cola color hair.
What a
like,
flex.
He has, like, this, like, dark brown, but, like, with a red sheen. Like, oh my God. With the outfit, he looks so fucking good.
The sunglasses that he's wearing. Yeah. Like, yeah, he looks way too cool.
Yeah.
I can't with this bouquet. Like, the thing, I don't know what it is about the wrapping of the bouquet,
yeah.
The bottom part of it, like the cardboard. Like
yeah, like the external paper wrapping.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so comical.
It just gives the illusion, like, the stems of these flowers must be, like, 3 feet long,
right.
You know? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but they both look so happy, and really, J-Hope is beaming. Like, he looks
so proud.
So proud. Mm-hmm. So happy. Like,
I love it.
And Jin, I'm sorry. Jin just looks so fucking good.
I know. And Jin was kind of like, he kind of stole the show a little bit, because J-Hope walks out very demure, very mindful from the building. You know, he's smiling. He's doing a little bow. There's obviously all media around, you know, mm-hmm. calling his name, asking for questions, you know, taking pictures of him and everything. And then there was this one female news reporter that had this, like, huge cluster of microphones mm-hmm. that she's, like, trying to get close to J-Hope to, like, pick up the audio. But she's kneeling down, squatting down all the way to the ground, so that way, like, she's not in the, you know, the shot. Mm-hmm. And Jin, the perfect gentleman Jin, mm-hmm. like, comes up and he squats down beside her, and he's like, I'll take this, like, I'll hold this. And everybody, of course, online is just freaking out over Jin being such a gentleman.
The media's like, but, oh yes,
like,
get
eating
in there.
It up. Yeah. Oh, but also,
the thing is, like, I don't know if you saw the video footage of him doing this, but the woman is very hesitant to let this mega superstar idol
she's like, no, you don't have
do
to
do her job.
Right. But he's like, absolutely not. I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
have you.
I mean, you can only say no to him so many times before you're like, all right.
I think he was pretty insistent.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was very cute to not only see him, like, I don't want this woman to have to, like, squat down in front of the whole world, basically, and like hold this cluster of microphones, but also just, like, him, like, kneeling in front of J-Hope as J-Hope, like, gave his interviews too, mm-hmm. was just like this. Just beautiful, brotherly, again, like, two-sock relationship of just, like, support and love and, you know, just appreciation for J-Hope and wanting him to have, like, his moment.
His moment. That's what it was. It's like, he wants to hold the microphones and hear what J-Hope has to say, too.
Yes.
Like, yes, like, let's all have our eyes on J-Hope. And then what's also so sweet about it, too, is, like, not only is he really highlighting Hobie's moment by doing this, but it's also just, like, Bangtan silliness. Like, this is just the classic brotherhood of Bangtan here, being such jokesters with each mm-hmm. other, and Jin being Jin, and Hobie getting all, like, kind of flustered and laughing at it, but, like, answering all the questions to the media.
Right, he's, like, trying to, like, stay serious because he's answering all these media questions, but his, like, you know, older brother is, like, kneeling beneath him holding all these microphones. Like, it's honestly kind of comical, you know, at the same time, but he has to hold it together. But, it, you know, it's just, it's so much going on there.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. I love that moment. That was one of my favorite moments.
Cute,
so fun. But yeah, they just both look incredible. Like,
oh yes,
fucking incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. J-Hope, after he got out, he was very active on his Instagram story. Like, I just love that. Of course, he did, like, a Weverse live later. We'll talk about that a tiny bit. But he, you know, went right to his Instagram, was just posting. It was like he was immediately filling ARMY in on everything that he mm-hmm. could. And one of the things that he posted was a picture, and it was like a collage of all of his different military accolades from his service. Mm-hmm. And so when he was in the service, he served as an assistant drill instructor at Army boot camp after he finished his basic training. And I just love that he was, like, at Army boot camp, like
mm-hmm. Army boot camp.
So cute. Just as
an
Army
episode called Army boot camp,
just like every, like, a big rundown about BTS.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should,
an introduction to being an Army kind of episode. Why did we not call it Army Boot Camp?
Mijan, tell us what episode it is. Let us link it in the description. Yeah, we'll
Army
find
Boot
it.
Army Boot Camp. I love that.
Yeah, we'll have a new one. We'll have an updated one. Yeah. But anyways, it was really cool to see all of these accolades that he got. So I'll just read some of the ones that we know. He got the Special Warrior Award Excellent Military Trainer Award, Military Peer Counselor Appointment Certificate, which sounds really cool.
That sounds really cool.
Sounds like he really looked after, you know, his squadron that he was working with on a day-to-day basis, and even the people that he was mentoring coming up, going through, you know, boot camp. Like, that he was, like, a good point of contact and someone that could be a confidant and someone that could be supportive. Mm-hmm. And, of course, like, that's just so him.
Yeah.
That's just so him. He also received an award for distinguished service in group activities. So again, like, I mean, he's such a team player. Like, of course he got something like that. Grand prize in strong warrior. So he's got to put on some muscle. I mean,
he has.
He has.
His pecs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We saw the picture. he got the Army Presentation Contest Award and the Korean Army Soldier Award. And there was also more, but we just could not, you know, see through the piles and the collage and get, like, accurate translations for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But wow. I mean, like, super decorated from his 18 months in there.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Above
a lot
and beyond.
Of awards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clearly he worked really hard and he could, I mean, I don't know, like, something about that peer counselor appointment certificate seems really unique and special.
Yeah.
I could just see, like, a lot of the BTS members always go to Hobi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also just thinking about Jack in the Box and, like, some of the songs on there and just what he stands for. I feel like he is just so easy
totally.
To talk to and go to and get support from.
Yeah, and he's also, we know that he's incredibly hardworking and determined, but with that, he has a lot of care. And so it's, like, that special combination that could maybe have him get that Military Peer Counselor Award, but also, like, the Excellent Military Trainer Award at the same time. Like, he's very with it. When, you know, when he has a task in front of him, he's going to do his absolute best. It was just really cool to see how decorated he was when he came out and how many awards he got. I also heard that he, like, rose through the rankings pretty fast, but I couldn't get, like, any specifics on what those rankings were. So that was a little lack in my research here, but, you know, he definitely, like, did a great job and was really impressive to the people around him when he was in the service.
Shining star, even in the service.
Hobi sunshine.
Yeah.
And in the Instagram story of all of these awards, he captioned it, "Let's start working now." So, like, he's like, "All right, did it, done that, you know, been there, done that.
Arson.
You know? Let's burn. And he's like, "Let's get going now, back to work."
Yeah.
As women, our hormones fluctuate all the time. We can feel the difference as we move through our monthly cycle, and we know how it feels when something is off. Hormone imbalance can be so difficult to deal with.
So difficult. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones.
They do, but the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore. Because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages.
Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes, that happen naturally throughout a woman's life.
That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages who are struggling with life-disrupting symptoms such as irritability and moodiness, or uncontrollable cravings, hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low mood, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, the occasional bloating and gas, and having no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code STANDBTS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code STANDBTS for 15% off today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So So J-Hope is back at Hive. I was talking about this, like, in his Instagram posts and in his Weverse Live, he talks a little bit about returning just like Jen did. But, like, on Instagram, I loved seeing, like, these photos of him in the dance studio. Like, you can see him clearly in the dance studio. Like, wow.
Yes.
He really is right back at it.
Yes.
In the elevator.
I feel like the elevator.
The Hive elevator pics are iconic, too.
Like, okay, so that was, like, the second day that he was out, and he posted the Hive elevator pic. He just looked so fucking good in that outfit. He had, you know, his little Hobie ears out with the stocking cap.
Classic.
You know, classic, the beanie, but also, like, the ascot tied around his neck, the yellow purse. Like, he just, I mean, fashion god. He just looks so good.
I know.
The glasses, first of all, the sunglasses he was wearing are giving Just Dance. Like,
they are.
Like, really?
Yeah.
He was like, okay, pull these out of my wardrobe, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I love that he gave us, like, selfies, like, first of all, in the elevator, he used, like, the eye, like, side-eye emojis. Like, ooh, what am I doing here? And then the next thing he posted was him in the studio. Like, Selka in the mirror. Hey, I'm back in the dance studio. Like, I can't wait to see what he's doing
with the sun
already.
Emoji.
With the sun emoji. So cute.
Yeah. Absolutely love it. We also got to see with his Weverse Live that he did, there was, like, a whole Welcome Back to Hive photo series, you know, like, the practice room was all decorated. All the staff were in there with, like, party decorations and flashing lights, cheering and celebrating his return.
Oh, my gosh. Like, they were, like, chanting, like, J-Hope, J-Hope, J-Hope.
Yeah.
It was so cute. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
That was a great video. Yeah, I mean, I really can't wait to see what J-Hope is going to do now that he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Jin has to come out with his album now here in November, but I could see J-Hope, like, you know, his birthday's in February. Like, he could come out with something then, or, you know, before then. We're not going to be opposed to before then, but, you know, didn't he come out with Hope World in February?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was winter. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like February is pretty. Yeah. That's, like, about when it came out.
Yeah.
March.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. So it could happen.
I mean, yeah, they've put out music around their birthdays a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see at least a single of some sort.
Oh my gosh. He's going to have more than a single.
I think so.
He did Jack in the Box in, like, a month.
I
because
know.
He was like, I just got to get it out, you know? So I think
the fact that he's already back to work and at Hive and in the dance studio, like, I'm sure he's been eager to create music and do what he loves.
Yeah, you know he has. And when he came out with Hope on the Street and he came out with that first album, like, Hope on the Street Volume 1, like, that really leaves the door open for there being, like, a Volume 2 or, like, a second part to that series as well. So we'll just see what he has planned for us. I mean, we're about to talk about now that Jin is going to come out with an album. Like, clearly this has been in the works, you know, since he was in service, right? Like, it can't just come out this quickly. It had to have been something that, like, he planned ahead for too. Like, hey, I don't have time for it now, but when I come back, I want to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And so, of course, like, I think J-Hope has something up his sleeve.
It's just crazy to me that we're on the other side of military enlistment now. Like, we saw them come out with things one by one as members were entering, and the remaining members were the ones putting out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now all the members have been enlisted, and now we have the members coming out and seeing what that's going to look like post-military service.
I know. And it's really exciting to see. And at the same time, it's like, my anticipation is building for when they all get out.
That's
like the last five of them will all get out on June 12th next year, like, all in the same day. That's going to be a huge reunion. And I mean, you know, they have to put out music soon after. Like, come on. They'll probably drop a single on the 13th.
Yeah, like, I don't even know. I'm just getting goosebumps thinking about them as seven.
Oh, I can't.
It's been so long, Kayla.
Such a long time. It's been painfully long. And we've survived.
We've done this podcast. I mean, that's what I keep thinking about. You know, like
when
everyone
was
like, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Like we're going to keep going.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, there's still things to talk about.
Right. When service was impending, we were like, oh, we're going to have to get real creative with, like, the types of episodes we're doing. We're gonna have to, like, really, like, deep dive and get, you know, go back in time for
pull
things
out
we,
like episode right. note ideas from, like, 2020
5 years ago. We still haven't talked about, like, Love Yourself Her, you know, like, we thought we'd have time to do, like, old album reviews from like, you know, no, had no time.
We never covered the Fake Love music video. Like, that's still what I never. Still cannot get past.
Yeah. The BTS just don't give us any free time, even when they are tied up in the military.
Yeah.
Before we do get into Jin's upcoming album, oh my gosh, let's take a moment to talk about Super Tuna, the extended version.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God. Because I forgot to put that in the doc.
With the music video.
Yeah, the music video. Okay, first of all, Jin told us, I watched the behind the scenes video for it. It was like 6 minutes and 13 seconds long, honestly, like perfect. Mm-hmm. But he was like, please don't share this. Please don't like share this online. Like, this is low key embarrassing. Like, you don't have to promote this. Like, don't talk about it. So like,
but he still puts it out there for us. But he still put it out. Despite the slight embarrassment he has around it.
I mean, because it's iconic.
But it is iconic. And he must like it a little bit.
He has to.
He's hilarious.
He's fucking hilarious. One of my favorite parts of the music video is him like proposing to the tuna with like a fish hook. And he's like moving his mouth as if he's saying like blah blah blah, but like the caption is like, will you marry me?
Yeah.
And then the fish like replies to, and it's like, of course, brother.
Yeah.
And this is like so fucking hilarious to me.
It's ridiculous, the whole thing.
It is. It's absurd. Yeah. And I love the extended version. I love that we get a second verse to the song.
Yeah. How sweet that like right when he got out of the military, that's what he did, is he wrote that second
Super
verse.
Tuna. That's what I gotta do.
That's his first project coming out.
Yeah.
What he's been looking forward to the most. What's the first thing you wanna do post enlistment?
He's like, remember Super Tuna extended Super Tuna version. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
And
with a music video.
Right. With a longer music video. I just love that.
And I'm going to marry a fish.
And he was talking about, he was like, listen, the first time that I did Super Tuna, like the one verse, whatever, there was like three people here on the beach. Like, it was a very small crew. It was like not that serious. And he was like, I'm embarrassed that there's like a crew. This is like our normal crew for like shooting music videos.
Yeah.
And they're all here. But it only took like 3 hours to shoot the video. And, you know, it looked like it was a fun time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love to see him like directing, like maybe we can do this or that or whatever. But yeah, stream Super Tuna. It's on every platform now.
Really? Yeah.
Make it top the charts.
Didn't I text you? Do you think Super Tuna is going to be on Happy? This is before the track
before
list
the track
came
list.
Out. And you're like, no, I think he's kind of like low key embarrassed about it.
Because he said it. He was like, please don't share this. But I thought
but
maybe.
But I'm over here like, it's a big enough hit that it could be.
Put it on like, actually release a physical copy of this album and put it as a hidden track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please, there's still time.
Come on, Billboard Hot 100. Let's
come
go.
On, let's chart it. Let's do it. Yeah. I did think that maybe The Astronaut could be on this album too,
yeah,
since
we
that
really
was
thought
released.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not. But that's okay because the rest of this track list and album sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. So Jin's album is coming out on November 15th and it's called Happy. And I just want to read the big hit announcement for it because every time we get one of these, it's like, oh yes, BTS.
Yeah.
So hello, this is Big Hit Music. We are thrilled to share the details of BTS member Jin's first solo album, Happy.
Wow.
Happy is Jin's heartfelt invitation for fans to join him on his journey to discover happiness. The album features 6 tracks, each with its own unique vibe, all grounded in a band sound, which gives me, immediately takes me not to the jazziness of Taeyong's album, but how a lot of that album had like that live band sound, and how much we really enjoyed that. Like, that's where I go.
It didn't make you think of Muse.
Made me think of Muse too. Yeah.
Made me think of Muse a little
bit. A lot
bit
of
the
that
band
did have
sound,
that too. Yeah.
But
with like Who and
I see V too.
Yeah. I mean, BTS with their solo albums, a few members have really gotten into that live band sound more and more. So I wonder if when they all come back together, if their music is going to reflect more of that too.
Yeah.
But that just made me excited, especially the each with its own unique vibe. You know, like the songs may have a little bit different of a sound or like a genre, but they're all fit together in some way.
Mm-hmm.
They continue with the announcement saying, with his sincere emotions and warm messages to his fans woven throughout Happy, we hope the album brings joy to all of you. In addition to the album release, Jin will be engaging with fans through various activities. We ask for your continued love and support for Jin as he makes his solo return with Happy. And then, of course, they included like a little image of the Happy promo. And what I love is, like, you know how an A and a P have like a circle in the middle of it?
Mm-hmm.
They spell the name Jin in the middle of those.
Yeah.
I think that's super cute. And then the tagline for this album is "You Are Loved," mm-hmm. which I just think is so precious.
That is precious. Yeah. I think it's so fitting that Happy is the name of his album, because Jin, we've been talking about just how hilarious he is and how funny and not serious. And I just think that he really is the epitome of happy. Like, he has embodied happiness a lot with just like his jokester personality.
Yeah.
I really love this logo, like you were saying, with the APP having Jin written out in that space.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I feel like Happy looks a little bit like, it reminds me of birthday balloons.
Yes,
like
it does.
The style of it. It looks a little bit like a celebratory balloon and like confetti around it.
I totally see the confetti too. It does look very celebratory.
Like happy birthday vibe kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see the celebration.
Very celebratory.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You can pre-order this album starting at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, October 15th. So already last week, Korean Standard Time, so pre-order it right now.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's going to come out at like Friday, November 15th at like 0 o'clock Eastern Time. So
yeah,
Central Time for us, 11 p.m. We could listen to it that night if we're still up.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
I might be. I have a baby.
It'll make you happy in the middle of the night during your night shift.
Yes,
yeah.
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 So with Happy, there was also a promotion schedule that got released. So we've gotten a lot of different concept photos that we're going to talk about here. We got the track list. We've gotten a visual clip. So up and coming here from when we're recording on, what's today, the 21st?
Yes.
So coming up on the 23rd, we're going to get a pre-release single track poster, which that'll be exciting to get a little glimpse into the single. And then the 23rd, we're also going to get the official music video teaser.
Yes. Oh my
God. I mean, that's 2 days away.
I can't wait.
So excited. I love teasers.
Me too. I eat them up.
Like, I wonder, I'm always like, how much are they giving away?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much, how bare bone is this? Or like, how much is actually in the teaser?
Right.
Yeah.
They're good at the teasers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 25th, we're going to get a pre-release single release and official music video. So we're going to actually get the single and the music video for it.
Right.
And then on the 4th, we're going to get the second visual clip. On the 8th, we're going to get a highlight medley, which I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's going to be like all the different songs kind of mixed together, like a medley.
Is it going to be like one of those, you know, like the previews that they used to do?
Yeah,
like
that's what I'm thinking.
10 years ago?
Yeah, like of all of the songs.
Yeah, like a 30-second clip of the song.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. Highlight medley. Yeah. We'll see.
Or maybe it's like a highlight reels type of more of a visual type of video.
Could
or
be.
Something like that.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll find out.
Yeah, that's on the 8th. November 9th, we're going to get the main track poster. On the 10th, we're going to get the third visual clip. The 11th, we're going to get the main track official music video teaser. And then on the 15th, we're going to get the official music video and album release.
Yes.
And then there's question marks for the 15th and 16th. Two question marks.
Two things.
So we should be getting two extra things for Happy.
Live show?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, that's immediately where my mind goes. Like, he's going to go perform somewhere.
Some special stage.
Yeah, some sort of special stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be crazy if he, like, was on, like, a... like an Mnet, like a countdown or something like Jimin was with Face. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect Jin to do that necessarily, but maybe.
Do you think he would go on like Jimmy Fallon or do anything crazy
God.
Like that?
I would love that. I think he could totally do something like that. Yeah, like some sort of American stage.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Jimin did it.
Jimin did do it. And you know what else? Yoongi
did it.
And Jungkook fucking performed at Times Square with a surprise
concert.
Jungkook
did it too. What are we even talking about?
Yeah. So I think that would be amazing. Okay, let's call it out. He's going to be on Jimmy Fallon.
That would
or like
be the most
Colbert.
Iconic thing ever.
That'd be so fucking iconic.
Speaking it to an existence.
Right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Come on, Jen.
Yeah. I'm just so happy that we're getting a single and there's the main track too. I know. We're going to get this single pretty early on. And I feel like singles tend to be pretty freaking good.
I love singles. I mean, yeah, it being the pre-release before the album comes out, the single has to hit. It has to hit. So looking at the track list, the single is going to be track two called I'll Be There. And what excites me about this song is looking at who is the producers on this song. People that we know very well. P-Dog, Evan, and Ghost Loop. Like, you know this song is going to be so fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, that is very exciting to me. And that title, I'll Be There, just, you know, it intrigues me. It's like, Jenna's back. We're happy. He's, like, extending that to us. It's like, you know, the reassurance, the, hey, I'm here for you type of, like, vibe that BTS, you know, delivers to us so often. And that really... really intrigues me.
And he also worked on this song. Jonah's credited. Yes. I'll Be There.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. He is credited under the, probably the writing, writing credits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. That's amazing. So just to go over the rest of the track list, the main track, the hit track is track one and it's called Running Wild. I mean, does she run? I mean,
yes.
Being free, you know, like breaking free and just like being yourself. I'm just excited to see what that is.
Just thinking about how happy is supposed to be like Jen's journey and our journey to finding happiness in this Running Wild. I can see it being such a freeing song of like self-acceptance.
Yeah, I agree. So we already talked about track two being the pre-release, I'll Be There. And then track three is called Another Level. And this song is also produced by P-Dog, but there's a couple other people on there, Arcades and Matt Attard. I haven't heard of him before.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of people as the writing credits, but I do see Jin credited underneath the writing as well there. So that is very exciting. Love to see him getting in on the lyric creation for these songs here. And Another Level sounds like it's going to take us to another level. You know, he's going to take us there. You know, like you thought that you were happy. You can be happier.
Yeah.
You know,
what it also makes me think of? He loves gaming. So I just think of like getting to the next level.
Hell yeah. There better be some like digital, like, you know, video game sounds in there. Like that would be genius.
Yeah.
Like give me some like Super Mario Brothers sound. Like that would be so Jen. Oh my God. Please. Yeah. That'd be amazing. Track four.
Watch it be a ballad.
We're like totally wrong. No, okay, but you maybe aren't wrong because look at the text style for Another Level too. It's like very blocky.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I was thinking that looks kind of like, it's not like 2-bit art style, but it is like the only thing that's blocky on there. Everything else is like very swoopy and like stylized. So like that could, you know, point more towards like a, you know, a binary like video game.
I could see that. Yeah.
I love
it's so interesting on this track list that all of the title tracks have different fonts.
Yeah, they
do. Or like all the different track titles have different fonts.
Which I think kind of goes along with like how they said each song gives its own unique sound.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, even as they're represented here, they have some sort of uniqueness already. I think it's like hinting, you know, BTS, everything means something, right? So it's hinting at what it could be there.
That Running Wild font really looks like it could be a sticker that you get like at a travel store, like you went to, I don't know, Yellowstone National Park and it says Running Wild in cursive.
You put it on your water bottle.
Slap it on your water bottle. Mm-hmm. Like that's exactly what it looks like.
I agree. I was thinking that about the I'll Be There too.
Yeah.
Like
I'll Be There gives me a little 60s, a little hippie look.
Oh, it does. Oh, yes. I want like a crooner gin from that. Like, oh God, I'd just die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Track four, the title's in Korean, but the translation is Falling, which makes me like feel like falling for you, falling in love, or like falling into happiness or something like that. Like and we see P-Dog and Ghost Loop come up on here as two out of the four other producers. We also have Taka and Toru. Jin is also credited under the writing credits for this one as well, which is so exciting.
That's great. I love seeing him credited.
Yeah, he had to have been, you know, he was sending emails when he was in the military, like, here's what I want to do.
Right.
You know, they were FaceTiming in the night.
You're like emails. I'm picturing handwritten notes. Like when I think
carry
military, like that's where I go.
Yeah. Okay. And
so
then
silly.
I'm excited for that. And track five is called Heart on the Window. And oh man, I forgot to look up who this is featuring, but it looks like it has a feature here too. It says that it's with somebody.
Yeah. We'll have to look that up.
We will, but
when we do the album review.
This, the only producer here is P-Dog. God damn, I fucking love P-Dog.
I love P-Dog too.
I love him. So you know that song's gonna be
P-Dog is like BTS's sound.
Yes. So. If there's one thing that we've come to hold true in our personal opinion is that with BTS music, the less producers and the less writers that we see on a song, like the better the song is, the more it seems like authentic to them. And this song like barely has anyone on it. I mean, P-Dog's the only producer and there's only like five people that wrote on it. Like, it's got to be pretty good.
I'm sure, especially with
a feature. That's okay. That's got to be the ballad.
Heart on the Window.
Yeah, Heart sounds on the Window. Little, come on.
Yeah, it sounds a little ballady.
Jin has to give us a good, strong ballad. And then the last track, track 6, is also a Korean title, but the English translation is I Will Come to You. And that just sounds beautiful. This song was produced by Joshua Thompson, but Jin is the first person credited underneath the writing credits. And there's only like Leon Else and Josh Thompson who also wrote on the song, so two other names we're not familiar with, but like very small group that worked on this song as well, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom of this track list it says true happiness, true love. Cute, very cute. I really can't wait to listen to this.
Me too.
It looks so fun, it looks so sweet. You know, we absolutely love The Astronaut, and I listened to The Astronaut recently, just like when Jin got back, you know, Super Tuna, The Astronaut, like how could I not? And just revisiting those lyrics, like the chorus of saying like, when I'm with you, there's no one else, I get heaven to myself. Like, it's really, we back then really interpreted it as like him talking to ARMY. It's like his goodbye song before going into the military, but it is also just a really beautiful ballad. And when you're not like pairing it with all of like, you know, the meaning and the music video of like BTS and ARMY, and you're just listening to the song, you're like, this is a really beautiful love song at the same time.
Yeah.
And so obviously we know that Jin has this within him. And so I'm kind of hoping that this album is like a bit of an extension from that vibe that he gave us there with The Astronaut.
I think so. I think that he's going to continue to show his love for ARMY in a lot of these songs. Like, I think that I'm Here For You, if you can't love yourself, I'm, you know, you can love me kind of thing.
Like, right,
I foresee that for him, that he's going to continue to express his love and dedication to ARMY within this album. So,
oh, it's going to be so good.
Let's talk about some of these concept photos to kind of wrap it up here. So, the very first happy concept photo that we got was Journey, and the Journey concept photos are him like playing racquetball. Is it racquetball or is it just, or is it badminton?
He has tennis balls behind him, but it looks like badminton paddles on the wall. But he's also like lounging around outside, like with a camp trailer. Like, he could just be like kind of getting away, you know?
Yeah.
I love his hair here.
Yeah.
Like, he's giving, a lot of people online were saying he's giving like Y2K boyfriend, like early 2000s K-pop boy group with the kind of like shaggy, longer, straight hair.
Yeah, it makes me think about it. And like The Astronaut, he had longer hair too. Mm-hmm. Very fluffy hair.
Yes.
A little bit straighter. I get the Y2K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of preppy.
A little preppy with like the cardigan, the button up. It looks like his shoes, like they kind of remind me of Sperry's in there. Mm-hmm. So definitely like a preppy vibe for sure. The second concept photos that he came out with are called Imagine. And for these ones, he's in like an office setting, which it takes me to J-Hope's More from Jack in the Box. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the last time we saw any BTS member in an office setting. Obviously, these are completely different vibes, like where that one was definitely like, you know, emulating Fight Club. This one is, you know, Jin, like, it's like he's working at an office, sitting at a computer and getting cutesy, getting coy. At one point, he's like kind of tossing. We both talked about, we love this photo of him like tossing binders through the air. Just his smile is just so cute. And in his glasses and in these concept photos, he has like shorter black hair, like short bangs down over his forehead, like giving a bit of like youthful, you know, energy.
He looks a little youthful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's retro. His computer is very much like straight out of the 80s, like old computer.
Oh yeah.
I particularly love that photo, like you were talking about, of him like throwing the binders and stuff. Mm-hmm. It makes me just again return to Happy, the title of the album. Yeah. And I just think, like, even in this office setting, like, he's like, screw these documents, you know, like, let's
just be happy and have fun and yeah. break free and get loose.
I think what's so endearing about this photo is, like, you actually see, like, real Jen there. Like, he doesn't even look like he's, like,
he's
doing
not
a
posing.
Photo shoot. He's not posing. Like, he's actually in the moment there. And there's a little bit of just, like, true Jen coming out.
Totally. Mm-hmm. The last photo in this series where he's kind of, like, just standing in the office and the office is kind of, like, cluttered around him. This reminds me of, like, Epiphany Jen. Like, with the suit and, like, just the gaze.
Look at his hand in his pocket.
Oh,
what is
God.
It about his hand in the pocket?
He kills us with the hand.
Crazy.
Feral.
Also, have you noticed in the office too, there's like what do you call that?
Oh my gosh, one of those.
Well, there's a guitar in one of them,
right? I see some bells in the background, but then there's one of those oh my God, what the fuck?
What is the name of that? Why am I blanking on
it's
this?
It's the thing that like the Grammy looks
it's
like.
Not a record player.
No,
but it's
one of those big
something phone.
What is it?
Something phone.
Yeah, it's
like
a something
phone.
Phone
is in the name. Hey, Corey,
you guys know what we're talking about.
Corey,
yeah,
what's that old sound machine? Oh, sound machine.
That?
Yeah,
it's just like the early record players.
I know, but it's like a phonograph or a phono.
Oh, like a phonograph. It is a phonograph.
Phonograph?
Yeah.
Hey, there we go.
Okay, well, thanks
Keep
for sticking
it,
with us through that live research. But yeah, I see the phonograph there.
They're all like
there.
Screaming it from home. But yes,
yeah.
There's a phonograph. But
there's a phonograph.
Like subtle music elements in this office, which is kind of cool to see.
Very cool. I love that.
Okay, so then there's the next concept photos that we got, which are Navigate. And these ones just came out today, and we have the return of blonde-haired Jen.
Fuck.
Really shaggy, shaggy blonde-haired Jen. Like, I was kind of stunned by this, like, hairstyle.
I mean, when was the last time we saw, like, platinum blonde Jen?
I mean,
like, was it Fire?
Or Idol?
Or Idol? No, he had black hair during Idol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it was Fire.
I mean, it's been a while.
We could be wrong, but it's been a long ass time. And we've always, like, everybody loves platinum blonde Jen. Like, he looks so fucking good.
Yeah.
And I love this shaggy cut
on
him.
The shaggy cut is crazy. Like, it really took me by surprise. And I love it, too. It's giving very, to me, this is very 70s kind of a hairstyle that he has.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit longer in the back, too, with the bangs. But this is a much softer set of photos for him.
The lighting and like the sitting on the bed that's on the floor was like reminding me of Jim and Serendipity.
Ooh,
like those types of like softer, lovely like visuals. And these pictures for him seem more peaceful, like more serene. Like he's not like tossing stuff around.
No.
He's just kind of like chilling, and he does
snuggled
look like a bit more snuggled, a little meditative, pensive.
Like pink robe that he's wearing in one of them. Like
cozy.
He just looks very, very cozy.
Mm-hmm.
At home, at ease, just, all snug. Very soft.
Oh, so good. Yeah. I love that we got these concept photos, and I cannot wait for the pre-release single at the end of this week. Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
And then, like, the whole album will be here before we know it.
I mean, really. It's just around the corner.
It really is.
And we were kind of expecting to get an album, but, like, maybe not just yet.
Mm-hmm. So we're spoiled.
Yeah.
And I know we didn't officially talk about this, but we should be having an Iconic hangout like
very soon,
a couple days from now. Like,
also, I just had to look it up. Jen has blonde hair in Idol. Like,
okay,
you're making me
God.
Feel crazy.
I don't know why I was thinking. Maybe I'm just thinking Jimin with the black hair. Again, like, Iconics are screaming at us. Like, no, he's blonde.
Yeah, I was like,
okay, but that was 2018 when Idol came out. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So it's been a minute since we got Blonde Kim Seok Jin.
I mean, it's like well loved by the ARMY community.
Thanks for not letting me gaslight you. Yes.
You were like black hair Jin during Idol. I was like, mind. What? I'm picturing like the rabbit in the moon behind him.
Oh, you're so
and I'm
right.
Like,
yeah.
I swear he's blonde.
You're absolutely correct. Especially, I should know because I have all the BTS Barbie dolls and they're the Idol version and Jin is blonde
Jin
as fuck.
Is blonde. Yeah. Well, sorry, anyways, it was bothering me. I
appreciate
quick
you.
Google search that on my phone.
Yeah, we're happy to see the blonde Jin back.
Yeah,
yeah. I wonder if he'll bring any of these three hairstyles. Which ones we'll see in these music videos?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll have to find out.
I kind of like his hair right now.
Me
like,
too. Oh, the cherry like coke, like
the cherry coke, mm-hmm. and like the shorter kind of haircut style. I like it.
Looks so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We shall see. But we are so excited for everything coming up with Jin, and we're so happy to have Hobie back.
Hobie's back.
We are so thankful that BTS are slowly returning to us.
Yeah. It's 2/7 of the way there.
2/7. We've got two sock.
Two sock.
Yes, we do. But we really appreciate everyone listening to this episode. Thanks, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. And we want to say a special supporters to our VIP Iconics on Patreon, especially Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so much for all of your extra love
thank
and support.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Write us a review or a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. It means so much and it shows other people when they look us up like, hey, maybe I want to listen to that podcast. It sounds pretty cool. So that's really awesome. It means so much to us. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.